Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Song played, and so it seems that we are moving in the wrong direction, every which way. different gods, different holidays, and so on and so forth. Gods that have no relationship with you, and days that shouldn't be relative to you. The problem with that is, as far as these holidays are approaching, this new one, you know, it seems to leave us in a Black Friday, in a defunct. We spend every dime we have for that one day. We grace our tables with turkeys, hams, cranberry sauce, dressing, macaroni and cheese, greens, you name it, I call it. Just for that one day. And then we buy these presents. Nothing wrong with buying presents. But we buy these presents. And we don't have money to exercise throughout the month. This one day, all these presents. Can't pay the bills. Yes, they leave you in a daze. D-A-Z-E. Defunct, broke, and in a daze. You know what? According to Alcoholic Anonymous, and I have to agree with it on this statement, the definition of insanity in that regard, these holidays and these different idols and so on and so forth, is doing the same thing year after year, over and over again, and expecting different results. That's why Sister Yehudi of Detroit, Michigan, Cottrell of New York City, and me, Yam Sufari, had thought it imperative that you start moving in the right direction. And stop being the poster child, the monstrosity, the definition of insanity. So we brought to you the one and only, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the one and only. There is no additive, there is no substitute, there is no by God, or anything for that matter. And in these studies where we are about to approach, Job speaks about him. Baalbat speaks about him. Elisaphon, so far, speaks about him in flattering terms, unlike some of us. Some of us don't know him, so we don't speak about him in any flattering term. And our lives are the definition of insanity. The sad thing about it, I said this yesterday, some of us elect to worship the gods of our oppressors in their holidays. Yet they say, oh, I can't stand them folk. I can't tell. I hate them. I can't tell. They gave you a God. They gave you holidays. I can't tell. And we are some of the most prolific users of these gods in their holidays. So that's why it's imperative that you understand the one and only. That my soul and all that is within me praise this one and only. Because therein lies your solution, your antidote, and to get you out of the state of insanity. The one and only. Ain't nothing but one. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I don't have any commentaries today. I just want to get busy in the studies. What about you? Okay, that's good. So let me bring on Cottrell from New York City, then Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Bless you, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All honor, praise, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
May bless you and your family also, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. I appreciate blessings.
No doubt. No doubt. And with our words, we can bless one another. We can bless the Most High. And we need to speak in terms of positivity because words have sound and power. But that's another story for another day in regards to these holidays. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Scrooge, the whole gamut.
The Grinch,
has to do.
The Grinch stole Christmas.
Yeah. What else we got out there? All these things. 12 days of Christmas. How does that relate to the Most High God?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Where in are these things in Scripture? Is any of it in Scripture?
Nope. I don't think so.
But it is what it is. People do what they do. Like you said, they do this every year, year in and year out. And they achieving the same results. Oh, it's for the children. But what state and condition our children in?
Exactly.
You put them in on iPods and in front of the TV, and they're not really learning any real values, the values of
exactly.
life that would prepare them.
Exactly.
So
they need to be listening to the studies on the Real Talk for Real People show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell me why you send your children out on Halloween, ghouls and ghosts and goblins and witches. They ain't got nothing to do with righteousness, but, I mean, it's just people's frame of mind.
Exactly.
But I'm thinking about the COVID and its variants, right?
Yes.
How many variants of COVID Rona out there? You got the Beta, you got the Delta, and now you got the Omicron?
Yeah, Omicron.
So the Omicron, right? Everybody know where it came from. You know where it came from, right?
They said South Africa.
So tell me. If you know that it's coming from South Africa, why would you allow people from South Africa to enter your borders?
Yeah. That's what I said, Katria. That's what they said.
Yeah. So they allow people from South Africa to enter the borders. Oh, we know that Omicron is going to hit America because people are coming from South Africa. These people are retarded.
The definition of insanity.
I don't know about insanity. I know what retarded is.
Mm-hmm.
These people have been stupefied. You're going to let people with the new variant from where it came from enter the country. No, hold up, time out. We're going to put a 24-day, however long, month-long period. Y'all can't enter until you get this under the wraps. As soon as you hear about, oh, this new variant, the borders are still open.
Well, you know what, Katria? If it's contrived by men, well, you have that latitude to tell folks after something that entered. Now y'all can't come here because it's contrived. It's a figmentation of their imagination. When something is a figmentation, they have latitudes and liberties to do and say whatever. I don't believe anything they said, actually.
Now they're telling you that long term, you're going to have to get a booster shot every year.
How this going to work out, Cartier?
Hey, I don't know, because I ain't take the first shot.
Me neither.
And I ain't about to.
Me neither.
All right. So when the Most High is ready to take me, he going to take me.
And that's dead on that. And that's dead on that, brother.
But I trust in him more than I trust
you better believe him.
My word on that.
You better believe it. All right, Cartier. Let us bring on Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie,
yes,
your mic is hot. May the Most High bless you. Shalom.
Shalom, brother. Thank you.
Shalom.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Touched a lot of subjects.
No, I'm just touched on a couple of things.
Because I know I bounce around. I try to stay in one subject. Sometimes it's hard.
I got to get out my GPS. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I already got my phone GPS, Patrick.
Google
Maps.
I'm going
to speak on one before we get to Joe. and Just in case I'm
talking. I'm just messing, Sister Hootie, I'm just messing with you.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you the truth. It is the truth. I do bounce around, and sometimes I gotta pull myself back because so much I wanna say. So I have to try to stick to object, complete that, and then go to the next. But my only thing I wanted to say was about the vaccine. You know, I haven't taken it either. And I told you, I had a relative told me that in so many words, I couldn't come visit her because I didn't take the shot.
Right.
And I said, well, I guess I'll just talk to you on the phone.
Right.
And you see the insanity with all this. Like Cartrio said, they retarded. Because they're not reporting the people who have taken the shot and have died. And have you noticed, more people are dying, not of COVID, but from other ailments. Now, I'm thinking, is it related? What I'm saying is a heart attack, leukemia, every year. But have you noticed, more people are dying that's in the media or in, you know, because you usually, from year to year, you get 2 to 3 or 4 people, but lately you've gotten over 35, 40 people. So I'm wondering if that's a part of it, but I'm going to check it out.
The people that have picked up this Omicron virus variant, they say they were fully vaccinated. How does that work?
Yeah, it's weird.
One of my doctor's sons have it for COVID, though, and he said he's doing all right. You know, he said it feels like the flu, and I've talked to people that say it feels like the flu. So.
They said the guy who is president of Pfizer, his wife took the vaccine and she died.
Yeah, they don't, that's it. They don't tell people, they don't, maybe they feel that people will panic, but there's a lot of people that have taken a vaccine and have died, yes.
Well,
and the people that missed the vaccine are not liable.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that something? I read about that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, Suda. Damn it.
Well, since you're the country, they feel, and they have good information. That people like grown children, and they are. And so they don't feel that they need to have it to make an informed decision. That's why they keep some decisions away from you. They feel that you, and truth be told, Sister Hootie and Katria, some of us are grown children. You know, Katria and Sister Hootie, I'm going to digress for a minute. I'm going to take Sister Hootie's position by digressing, changing the subject somewhere, and I'm going to say this. You know how y'all tell grown people, get you some insurance. Get you some burial, some life insurance. What do they tell you? I'm grown. I don't need you to tell me what to do, but if there's somebody that said they grown, I don't need you to tell me what to do. You have to end up, they ask you for money to bury them. That's an irresponsible, that's the act of a child. And not only that, that's one thing. But we have a tendency to tell people we're grown, but we don't act grown. And so that's why they treat us like this, like grown children. Because we look grown, we should be grown, but we don't act grown. We don't even take the time out to investigate what we should be investigating, which is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We take the time out to do everything else that doesn't make any sense. People on drugs and alcohol, when they get into recovery and take an expose advice, they are some of the very ones they will tell you that I'm grown. No, I don't be telling me what to do. And then they will tell you this once they in recovery and whatnot. They will spend an X amount of time doing all the wrong things to get that drug and alcohol, but they won't spend a short period of time to do the investigation on the Most High and do the investigation on grown folks stuff. So yeah, that's why they treat us like they treat us.
See, a lot of them want an easy way out. I have half of my family that's religious. Don't want to give up JC, don't want to give up certain things. And they go through trials and tribulations, and they won't look at it as maybe a sign for them to change their way of thinking.
Right.
They don't look at it that way. Their mind, it, you know, and it's stated, I guess the Most High allow this blindness in them.
Yep, it's true.
So, and not having their mind on the Creator.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you, Sister Hoodie. Thank you, Katriel. And the last statement you said, you, Sister Hoodie, was the most, one of the most important statements said today on this show. Their mind not focusing on the Most High. But we're going to get focused, though. Turn to chapter 25. And this is Beldad's third go-around at Job.
We're going to do two chapters today, are we?
Yeah. Yeah, you try to get at it, but we stopped you. Cartrell stopped you. You try to get there, Cartrell. So where you at? At 25.
Go ahead, dear.
Cartrell stopped you right in your tracks. All right. We're going to do 25 and 26 because they're conjoined together. So Beldad is giving his third go around, his third try as Job. Beldad the Shuhite said in reply, dominion and dread are here, Yah's. He imposed peace in his heights, and yes, he can. Can his truth be numbered? You can't even number his truth, Job. On whom does his light not shine? Who does Most High? See, a lot of folk, you know what that says? A lot of folk are always trying to judge folk. But you don't know whether the Most High is testing folk. Or the Most High light is not shining upon them because of their iniquities. And so, Cartier always says this. You cannot judge a book by its cover. Read the cover. Look at the actions of the book. And then you can have some idea. But they didn't really have any idea because there was no action indicative of Job doing anything wrong. And so he says, and I must agree with it. Whom does his light shine? Whom does the Most High favor? How can a man be right before Yah? And that's certainly true. You can do all the praying. You can do all the confessing. You can do everything that's right. And then because you in this human form, you still ain't clean as you think you are. See, a lot of people get self-righteous. They do a whole lot of praying. They do a whole lot of Bible study. They do a whole lot of application. But then they begin to think that they're righteous. They're self-righteous. Righteousness is dictated by Yah, not self-imposed. And so they start getting beside themselves. And he said, how can a man be right before Yah? How can you be self-righteous? How can one born of a woman be cleared of guilt? All of us are dirty. There is a codification like going to a car wash every day. But you got to go through that car wash every day. There's a codification. There's commandments. There's antidotes. There's solutions. And that being said, you can't go through it once. I know that some of you got a God that said he took all your sins away and you eat his bread and drink his blood and you washed away forever. You know, I wouldn't bet on that. And I'm going to tell you this, Sister Hootie. I'm going to tell you, fellow students. King Dawood made confessions every day. King Dawood said, my iniquities are numerous as the hairs on my head. I must make confessions every day. I must acknowledge my shortcomings every day. I must get on the get right train every day. Not sometime, not part-time. And I can't be presumptuous and think, just I'm doing right this whole day. The next day, I'm going to be self-righteous. It don't work like that.
So, Yasu.
Yeah, go ahead, Katriel.
We have read a lot about King David.
Okay.
His thoughts, right?
Exactly.
Not once in his thoughts, not once in the words that we've read about King David, did he think that he could put his sins on another man and get away with it with the Most High, right?
Well, you know, he didn't let it. Here's the thing about that country and Sister Hootie and fellow students. King Darwin didn't seek after the gods of his oppressors neither. Because I imagine if he seeked after gods of his oppressors, he would then everything in some things and then double down on other things.
Well, like you always say, he's a man that took responsibility for his own sin.
Exactly.
That philosophy of me being able to put my sins on somebody else because I drink his blood and eat his flesh, oh, no. That wasn't a science back then, was it?
No, it certainly wasn't. It certainly wasn't. He took ownership.
It ain't the science
of
now.
Right.
It's not the science now.
No. Yeah, that's what we love about King Darwin. You know, he was a humble man. He took ownership and responsibilities for his shortcomings. He didn't hide it under the roof. He wanted to be brought into the daylight. That's why he wrote these songs. Because he didn't want to hide his dirt. A lot of us like to hide our dirt, like we're something special. And we're self-righteous. King David is far from that, just like Job is far from that. Job said, I had something, and I'm sure Job made his confessions every day. But if he was saying, if I got something to confess to y'all, I readily do it because I want to get close to him. I need answers. But they wouldn't hear it. Just like some of these people today, Katria, Sister Hootie, and fellow students, they ain't hearing what we're saying. No, not what we're saying, what we say Yah says. And thus, the outcome is inevitable. What's going on with them? The definition of insanity. Trusting, like I said, King Darwin didn't trust the gods of his oppressor, as we do.
it's not what you know or how much you know that makes you righteous. It's what you do.
No, exactly. Every day.
So if you're self-righteous, self-righteousness primarily is based on what you think you know.
Exactly.
But if you know, that's not what Yah is judging. It's what you do.
Right. Everyday interaction, Katja, a continuum. A continuum. And just like you said, Katja, it ain't what you know, it's what you do. And that's a continuum, what you do. Okay, fellow students. Even the moon is not bright if it's not for Yah. The stars are not pure in his sight. How much less a man, a worm? Is a man any less than a worm? The son of man, a maggot. And that's how, that's true. We see, some of us, we just get, just like Cottrell said, we get a little something, something with knowledge. We want to run around and get on soapboxes and whatnot and just act like we got all the sense in the world and act like we so righteous. You know, we float on water. I shouldn't use that analogy. But, like, you know, there's another one I would use, but I'm not going to use it because it would be improper. Like our mess don't stink. You know, we always like to show off and showboat. Job is not like that. King Darwin was not like that. Yahshua wasn't like that. Moses wasn't like that. But see, a lot of people like to attribute a lot of things to these great leaders. In the case of Moses. Moses was a stutterer. He stuttered. Did you know that? Moses stuttered. He was a stutterer. He had to have Aaron in order to be his spokesperson. And Aaron had his shortcomings. When Moses went on Mount Sinai, Aaron down there building a capital for the folk down there. See, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. Stop playing. This stuff, something serious. This ain't no joke, people. See yourself for what you are. Mel Daddy said, you ain't nothing but a worm. King Darwin said it. King Darwin said, I'm a worm. And that's how you got to see yourself. Stop seeing yourself something special. Yeah, you may be something special, but not as special because you here today, going tomorrow. And the worms going to eat you. The worms going to eat Donald Trump. The worms going to eat a whole lot of food and think there's something special. As a matter of fact, if the Most High don't come, the worms going to eat me too. So what makes me, I'm worm food. I am, because I'm worm food.
Yep,
so why am I walking here? But Cartrell, why am I walking around here? Why would I walk around beat my chest like I'm the best thing since sliced bread?
Because that's what people do.
Yeah, well, they may be sincere, Cartrell, but they are sincerely wrong. And Baldet alluded to that. He said, "The son of a man, a maggot. You ain't nothing but a worm. We all are." And continue on to 26. Job says in reply, "You would help without having its strength. You would deliver with arms that have no power. You're impotent," what he said to him. "Without having any wisdom, you offer advice. You don't have any, you would offer me help, but you don't have any strength yourself. You're not connected yourself. You would deliver with arms that have no power. You don't have any strength in your arm to deliver me. Without having wisdom, you don't really have no wisdom. You offer advice and freely give your counsel. To whom have you addressed words whose breath issues from you? Who have you created, Baldad? Who have you made? You ain't created me. You ain't created anybody. How dare you?" The shade trembled beneath the water and that denizens. Sheol is naked before. Let me tell you who run things, Baldad. Even the shade trembles beneath the waters of the and that denizens. Sheol is naked before him. Abaddon has no cover. He is who stretched out Zophon over the chaos, who suspended earth over emptiness. That's the one I need to talk to, not you, Baldad. He wrapped up the waters in his clouds, not yours, Baldad. You ain't made nobody. Yet no cloud bursts under their weight. They still light as a feather. Explain that. He shuts the view off of his throne. Can't nobody see it? Spreading his clouds over it. Can't nobody. They can send rocket ships up there. They still can't see it. They can be right next to it. They can fly north of it. They can't see it. They can fly south of it. They can't see it. They can fly east of it. They can't see it. They can fly west of it. They can't see it. Because he don't want them to see it. I don't know what they're going up there for in the first place. He drew a boundary on the surface of the waters. At the extreme where light and darkness meet, he made a line. The pillars of heaven tremble, astounded at his blast. By his power, Yah, he stilled the sea. By his skill, he struck down Rahab. By his wind, the heavens were calmed. His hand pierced the elusive serpent. That's the advocator. That's the prosecutor. He even knew that. These are by the glimpse of his rule, the mere whisper that we perceive, the small amount that we perceive of him. Who can absorb the thunder of his mighty deeds? I mean, Job put Baldad in his place, short, quick, and sweet, as we said, with very few words. He said, you ain't created nobody. How dare you step to me like that? But I know the one can. I know the one got the answers. I know the one got the solutions. I know the one got the antidote. The question is, Job knew. Do you know? That's why we study. Cartrell Sushihuti, praise Yah, bless his holy name. Y'all got the mic.
I think 13 and 14. When Job said, by his spirit, he adorned the heavens,
Right.
This hand world, the clean surface. See, these are the fringes of his ways, and how little a matter is heard of him. And who understands the thunder of his power? You know, we can discuss forever and a day, and we still wouldn't get close to his exact power. All he does, it's just amazing.
So, Yehudi, you said a mouthful right there.
It's amazing. It's so awesome. It's like, wow.
Praise
God. How can you comprehend it?
Praise
God. You think we know something and then read or experience something in life and boom, oh, we didn't know what we thought we knew. Oh, shut. Let it go.
We have no idea, Sociality. We have no earthly idea the awesomeness of the Most High. Cartrell alluded to it about them witnesses, angels, and couldn't stand in the presence. They couldn't even stand in the presence of the Most High and with Mosaic. They said, well, we tired of you. Think you something. You studying and carrying on. You don't know what you're talking about. We want to talk to them. When they heard his voice, they ran out to the tents. Come on now. Come on now. And beg most days. We thought we wanted to hear him. No, that's all right. You going to tell us what he said. Awesome. Thunderous, as you said, Sister Yehudi.
So we can see that Job.
Mm-hmm.
He got his friend shook up. He got his friend's focus off of him and on the Most High, Bildad. Bildad had to look at the powers of the Most High and focus on that. Because he's spitting stuff out of his mouth. Maybe they shouldn't be spitting. And now he turned his attention to the Most High as the Job. Like, what are we? All the wisdom that we spitting and talking and going back and forth with, we ain't nothing but worms and maggots.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to say another amen, Contra. Amen again.
Worms and maggots.
Amen.
Yeah, because the worms and maggots gonna get you when you're on the ground 6 feet under.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe
and
it.
Nothing you can do about it.
You better believe it.
But that's the cycle of life, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's a wonder to behold.
It is. It is, country.
They're going in, Job is going in deep, man. They got him digging deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Are y'all really focused on what's really going on? You talking about me. Most High, you should focus on him. My book says in the fifth verse, the dead tremble. How dead people trembling. Oh, yeah.
Ooh-wee. Cottrell, I'm going to say this like you said to yourself. Ooh-wee.
Dead tremble.
Exactly.
And that sounds like unheard of, but if he, I'm telling you.
People are turning over in their graves, right?
Yeah.
But see, Sister Hootie and Cottrell, if he made those particles to make you, those particles respond to him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those light particles, that dust, those the residue of you that made you, they respond to him. Yeah, they'll tremble. Ooh, here he come.
But I really like the first part of Job's dissertation, because this is the situation we find ourselves in now.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Have you helped him who is without power? You're talking all this yang. Have you helped anybody? Have you saved the arm that has no strength? No, you're just talking. Have you counseled one who has no wisdom? You battling me. I'm an Israelite. You're an Israelite. Are we teaching our people who's in a church, who's in a crack house? You battling me. I'm an Israelite. You're an Israelite. You worry about what I'm doing. Are you counseling people that have no wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you declared sound advice to many, not just Israel, but to the nations too? To whom have you uttered words? Are you just talking to me, trying to tear me down? Because I'm an Israelite, you're an Israelite, you're trying to find a difference.
Right.
And whose spirit came from you? Do you produce spirit like the Most High does? Somebody had
can
to
you breathe life?
In it.
Right. Can you breathe life into someone?
So he's breaking this fence down. Y'all stuck in a, mm-hmm. a paralysis of analysis. Y'all trying to analyze my situation, and you're not really helping me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you know what, Katya, I like the fact what you just said, because he did a reverse on it. He put them on the couch. They had them on the couch like they were psychiatrists. He flipped the screen. He got all three of them laying on the couch.
And he's in worse shape than all three of them. And he's body slamming them.
Mm-hmm.
He's body slamming them.
He's going to shut them up in a minute. They're going to get quiet.
Oh, yeah. That's time to go on.
Right.
And because
but it's you can have power in your sickness, in your mm-hmm. work state. You can have power.
Exactly.
And Job asked
him. Yeah.
You can bless and curse people in mm-hmm. any state. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one thing you have to remember, the Most High said that Job was righteous.
Right.
So even though they made the comment and said, so how could man be righteous before El?
Right.
Or how could he be flawless who is born of a woman? Now, I take offense of that. You know? But he said, the Most High said that Job is righteous.
Right.
So it's possible a person can be righteous in what they do.
Mm.
But it's not saying that we're better or we pump ourselves up, like you said earlier about that you're all that.
Right.
That'd be special. No, you know, we humble ourselves and we can be righteous in the eyes of the Most High in the things
you're
that
right.
we do.
You're right, Sociuti, but it's a continuum. It's not a mm-hmm. one time yeah. situation. It's
right.
the blood of somebody on me this one time, and I'm just righteous. I'm just filled with the Holy Ghost now. This is a continuum process
right.
where you're confessing your inequities, you're asking for forgiveness. You're asking Most High to be accessible to you and you be accessible to him. You're asking for his protection. It's not a one-time, one-off, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, some people say. But you're right, though.
Mm-hmm. And they think it's an everlasting journey. It's just until we our last breath.
Exactly.
Until our last breath. Simple as that.
Right.
But Job knows his integrity. He knows mm-hmm. he has no blood on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he hasn't done iniquity and wickedness.
Right.
That's why he set him down when we read. He
mm-hmm.
said, I know that Yah's testing me, and I'm going to come out pure as gold. So
see,
he basically set him down.
Uh-huh.
He figured it out. It's like, I know Yah's testing me, and I'm not going to say anything or do anything that's going to tarnish me, because I know it's pretty much basically a test right here.
Uh-huh. If you notice the pattern, reading the scripture, all these people have one thing in common, and that's going to the Creator, the Most High, with different personalities. And the Most High, and the key is, he knows the heart of man, which means human beings. He knows the heart of people, because when you speak about King David, even what he did, all the things that he had done, but what did he do? Mainly, you guys say it over and over again. He went to the Creator. He asked for forgiveness. He cried out.
They continue.
And he changed. Yes, and he changed. And these people, if they either changed or they continued being the way they are and growing in it, they didn't reach, you know, some regret, but we're just talking about the main one and the prophets. And not them gave up their life. And today, we got Israel here that are scared. They ain't going to give them nothing. They're not going to give up a dime.
Yeah.
Because they keep trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about you. It's, you know, all of us know we met people that don't even know who they are, but morally, they're good people, or things that they do. They just
right.
wouldn't... slap somebody or murder, things like that.
Yeah.
That we know that. We're speaking people who are listening that are in the scriptures who want to change
right.
their life. we can't change the world.
Right.
But we can change ourselves to make a better world to live in for our children.
Yes,
how
to
problem solve. You know,
yes,
this is what it is in the scriptures. When you read the temperament of Job. His temperament, just think about that. And his pain, through his pain, and like Cottrell said, you can have strength even in pain. And I know this for a fact. I have a relative that's in pain. Wake up with pain, go to bed, and you don't. That person don't look like they're in pain. Now, some people you can tell they're in. So the Most High, I'm telling you, we need to glorify Him 24/7.
Praise Yah. You're certainly right about that in regards to the Most High and glorification of Him, praise of Him, and blessing of Him, and bless His holy name. But, you know, there are good people. They're morally good people that wouldn't steal, rob, rape, pillage, and they are sincere.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, you're right in that respect, but they are sincerely wrong. Who's the creator? Who is Shaddai? That's where the limit comes in for them. See, Yah lacks that. He lacks them being good like that. But you got to know who the Almighty is. If you don't know who the Almighty and give Him His praise and thanksgiving and blessings, well,
maybe it's not their allotment, Yom Su. Maybe it's some of them that's not their allotment. And I'm not speaking people who say they're Israel, just people in general.
Right.
Maybe, you know?
You said maybe they're not. What's so sure?
It's not their allotment to know who the Creator is. If they don't desire to know, they can have the good human trait.
Right.
And if you apply the things that are written in the scriptures for Israel, and other nations have applied on a carnal sense, it will work for you. People don't recognize that. But they just don't know the Most High.
Well, you're shooting arrows, Sister Hootie. You're shooting blanks.
You're not hitting
the mark. If you don't hit the mark, you're shooting blanks, and you're shooting arrows all over the place. You got to hit the mark. And those things got to be conjoined together. Those good moral things and so on and so forth must be joined with the knowledge of who created you. And give the Most High the blessing and thanks and praise. Because, that's good. And as you said, I concur with you. Maybe they're blinded for a reason because of the Most High want them. I don't know.
That's
but I know
thing.
This. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. They are blind. And maybe there's some time, maybe when you and I are gone or whatnot, maybe before we go, they will acknowledge the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're doing good things. As far as their actions are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But if the acknowledgement of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is amiss, then you got problems. Okay. Well, Cottrell's about ready to give us another walk me down. I'm not talking about a drink now. Get out your liquor cabinet. Get out there. Don't mix no walk me down drinks, okay?
Well, I was going to say Ocean Cocktail. Now, y'all know what it is now.
So, thank you. He's going to give us a beautiful song. And he's going to break it down to you like you're 4 years old. No, he's not saying you're four. He's going to make it simplistic for you, okay? Okay, Cottrell.
I believe we're in Psalms 126.
I believe you're right, brother.
Another song of ascent. There's no title, author, but the title Exile, Restored. Right? We in exile, right? A nation in exile. That's what we got. Worldwide in exile from our inheritance, our land, our possession. And there's people in our land fighting over it, and we don't even care. We give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel because he promised to restore the exiles. We want to be part of that remnant that is restored. We give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
When Yah brought back Zion's exiles, we were like dreamers and our mouths were filled with laughter, and our tongues formed joyful shouts. Then it was said among the nations, Yah has done great things for them. The great things that Yah has done for us gladden us. And that's what we're waiting for. But we have to line ourselves up properly in order for Yah to do great things for us.
May I ask you a question, Cartrell?
Yes, sir.
May I ask you a question? Okay. In that section, did it say the Black Lives Matter did great things for us? Did it say the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or the Independent Party? What is that, them alphabet people? Did they do great things for us? Oh, okay. Okay, it says Yah. Okay, thank you, Katri.
Did it say a man did great things for us?
Oh,
it
that's
certainly
good. Didn't. Or
I don't see no man in here.
Did
people
it say,
put a lot of stuff in here.
But Sister Hootie, maybe it said Hebrew Israelite did for themselves. Did it say that?
Nope.
No, okay. Where did you get that from?
Okay, all right. I just want to get to. I just want to be taught like a 4 years old. Give me complete understanding.
Oh, well, you know, 4 years a little more intellectual nowadays.
They too intellectual for their own good.
Go ahead, Cartrell.
You don't realize how short and sweet and powerful this psalm is. It says, when Yah brought back Zion's exiles, we were like dreamers, because it's going to be like a dream. It ain't even going to feel like it's real, right?
It's going to be surreal. Surreal.
It's going to be surreal, like a dream. Are we dreaming? Pinch me. Wait, am I sleeping? And what's going to happen when Yah does it and it feels like a dream? It says,
it's
going to
be like it's going to be like this, Cartrell. Woo! Yeah! What we had, man? Pinch me, wake me up. Sister Julie, you over there? Oh, Lord. Oh, what we at? We home. Oh, that's what it's going to be like.
It does say we will be delirious. It says our mouths are filled with laughter and our tongues form joyful shouts.
That means...
When's the last time you heard our people do that?
Cartrell, that means you and I can sing then.
No. We're going to be laughing.
No.
We're going to be shouting for joy, bro. We don't say nothing about no song in here. Not
come
yet.
On now. I can't put in a song? I can't sing something?
Right,
I'm talking about when we brought back. Y'all mean to tell me I can't break out with a song?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah.
We just spoil the whole thing.
You roll over there,
Cartrell.
You heard my sister.
I'm stuffing y'all too. I want to hear it.
Okay, let's get back on track.
Thank you.
You know what the nation's going to say? You know what the nation's going to say when they see y'all rescue us? Y'all has done great things for them. Oh, yeah. Still doing great things for us right now. But that's going to be even greater. It's going to be like a dream for you, too. The great things that Yah has done for us gladden us, because we can't do it for ourselves. That's for sure.
Hallelujah.
Restore our exiles, Yah, right now. But we got to be patient because Yah going to do it. Like the streams of the Negev. We know that's in the land of Israel. Those who weep while they plant will sing for joy while they harvest. Pay attention now. Those who goes out weeping, carrying a bag of seed, will surely return with joyful song, bearing sheaves from his harvest.
Mm-hmm.
There's a message in that. When's the last time we've been on the land to plant seeds before Yah restores us as exiles? There's a message in here. We should be planting harvest, carrying bags of seeds, planting our own food, shouldn't we? Because this is futuristic. I'm going to read it again in case y'all didn't get the message. The message is to y'all, restore exiles. What should the exiles be doing in the meantime?
Going to the grocery store?
No.
Going to the farmer's market?
who weep while they plant. What are we supposed to be doing?
Doing our old thing. Planting.
Planting. Right. We're supposed to be planting. While we're planting, we'll sing for joy. While we harvest, because the seeds we plant, we're going to harvest. The ones who goes out weeping, seeing the condition and state of our people, because we haven't been restored as of yet, but we weeping, carrying bags of seeds, because we know that agriculture is the way to our salvation and the salvation of all people. We all should be carrying bags of seeds, and it may hurt because you're out of the city, you ain't living in your comfort zone in Babylon. No, we got bags of seeds on the land. Will surely return with joyful song, bearing sheaves from his harvest. We must be harvesting. It ain't saying to go to Costco's and go to A&P or ShopRite or whatever grocery store you're going to. No, we're growing our own food with our own seeds.
And we're cognizant of what we grow. We're cognizant of how we plant it. We're cognizant of how to, what effects it has on our body. We're in control of our own destinies outside of Yah. I mean, just the physical components as far as the harvesting, taking care of our livestock and so on and so forth. And healthy living. You remember, Claudia, remember when we grew up in Sushi Hootie when we were kids? Remember that song? Green Acres is the life for me.
Yep.
I'm living what I want to be. Land spreading out so far and right. Keep Manhattan, but give me that countryside. I know y'all remember that.
Yeah. New York is where I'd rather be.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, now, go ahead, sister. You say it now. You say, what's that? Say that. New York is where I want to be. He said, farm living where I got to be. I forget the rest. I was a little kid. I remember that part. But I remember this part, Sister Hootie and Cartrell.
He said,
you are my wife. She said, goodbye, city life. Green Acres is the place for me. The most high place where we need to be is the place for us. And that's what makes our life of substance, of meaning. We are in control of our own food source. And when you're in control of your own food source, you have health. Because you're not going to put all that stuff in that food source to make this stuff grow. You're going to do what Yah says, how to plant your harvest. You're going to do what Yah says, how to let the land rest after 7 years. And the food going to be healthier for you. And so, yes, Cartrell is certainly right. It's going to be surreal. It's going to be happy times. Believe that. And I'm going to sing. I don't care what Cartrell said. I'm going to sing. Well, at least I'm going to try.
Well, you can't make a joyful noise.
Yeah, I'm going to make a... Yeah, it's going to be noise, too. It's going to be joyful. I'm going to make a joyful noise.
Okay, Cartrell, were you finished?
I think I'm finished.
I'm gonna be hanging out with the real singers while y'all are super excited.
Okay.
Hey, Cartrell, you my friend, man. You gonna hang out with me? I said I'm imposed on our friendship. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going over there with them other Hebrew Israelites. I know they sound good, but you gotta walk with me, bro. Let me do my part, okay? See, I'm going to make an imposition on our friendship right then and there. No, you ain't, Katya. You ain't going over there. You come on, stay with me now. Bear me out.
I want to thank the brother that made earplugs because I'm about to go in fashion.
Thank you.
You
I'm about to
that,
say drill sergeant, stand down.
You wrong with it, Katya. You hurt my feelings, bro. Oh,
as
man.
long as I see you in the mix, you can do all the singing you want, bro. I'm gonna just have my earplugs in, all right?
That's funny. That's real funny.
You're over there, Kaja. You heard my feeling, man.
I want you to sing with a joyful noise, man. Maybe at that time, the most I put you in harmony with the vibe, you know, because we got that vibe, we got that soul, we soul people, right?
Exactly.
All right. Okay. You win.
All right.
As long as you're in that number, bro. I know you will.
You better believe it, Katria. I'm trying my darnest to get there.
This is a message to the exile. This song is a message to the exile. We're not supposed to be in these cities. We're supposed to have bags of seed. How many of us have had bags of seed? And I ain't talking pumpkin seed. I ain't talking about sunflower seed.
We have a sister like that. I don't think she's on tonight.
Well, guess what? They closer to salvation than we are, because we ain't got no seeds in our hand, do we?
Exactly.
Me, I'm taking a journey to Arizona, put some seeds in my hand, be down there for maybe 3 months to get familiar with bags of seed.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going down there, Katria?
January.
You going down there January?
Yeah, man. When it's cold up here, it's warm down
here. Well, I may stop by. And check you and Yimyahu out in the family and whatnot. I may drive in open, see what's going on, and put some seeds in my hand and whatnot.
Yeah. My hand is a lot of the Lord.
Excuse me. Y'all, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Look here.
The light of the Lord. We got to be like the ant colony, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to send you that documentary on the ant. Very interesting.
Yeah.
How the Most High puts genius into such a small entity like the ant. Genius. They smarter than us. You know, ants are smarter than us, right?
I don't think so.
I know so. They don't argue, fuss, and fight with each other, do they?
Well, okay, from that perspective.
Yes,
let's put it even in reality. They do what they're told to do, what they're made to do.
Which makes them smarter than us. Because we're even made to do something, but we don't do it. Are they smarter than us? You say, interesting. You think you're wiser than the ant? No, the ant. The ants would chase a whole village of people. You gotta look at the documentary on army ants.
Right.
When the army ants come, the villages move out. Because they devour everything in sight.
We're all right. You're certainly right, Patrick.
Well, what makes them strong is their unity.
Well, I would like to hear Sister Zahudi's close remarks. Patrick?
It was Job, Psalms. But I took the latter part of Psalms. I enjoy Job. Some good points are taken. But I like the latter part of Psalms in chapter 126, the last few lines, because I took it not only physical seed, but I also took it as bearing seed for sowing shall indeed come in with rejoicing, bearing his seed, our knowledge with the Most High among our people. True. And it could be that way. I could be totally wrong. But that's the first thing came to my mind when you brought up physical seed, the plant, the actual plant and grow food. So I appreciate that. Shalom.
Well,
that's it.
Started here on these shores, in the fields, on the plantation, harvesting crops that we grew. And then the reconstruction came, and it took us off the land. And now we're generations, we don't know anything about the land. So we have to go back on the land. But that's where our blessing is.
Exactly.
But we're inherited. You made a comment. I'm going to say this right quick, Katriel, that we were farmers, so we were in agriculture. Not only that, we sold. We had a lot of gifts and talents coming out of Egypt. So we just have to come and remember.
How do we go into Egypt? How did Joseph tell his brothers?
Because of Joseph?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph gave his brothers instruction when they came
mm-hmm.
down, both families, 70 souls. What do you tell them?
That it was the Most High that did what he did, because they were felt pretty bad once they realized who he was. They didn't recognize him at all. He said, but the Most High has a plan. Won't go into it all. He has a plan why he did what he did.
No, he gave a specific instruction.
To be led, to take care of. To take care of the herds and to deal with crops.
That's what he told them.
The man of misery.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tell Pharaoh,
all right.
We have sheep herded. Mm-hmm. We handle the flocks and the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
We're not city folks.
Right.
And that's how they got powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So much so, the Egyptians had to deal with them. Like, yo, they're too powerful. We got to put them in slavery.
All right. Well, Cotrell, Sir Jody, y'all dropped some seeds of knowledge on the good students. And I don't have any commentary on other than praise Yah. But we do have some parting gifts for you. Now, we can't give them to you. We're not going to FedEx to UPS through U.S. Postal. We're going to help you get it immediately if you're sincere about it. A new spirit and a new heart. You're going to need these to help enhance and improve your studies and keep you connected with Yah. So tonight after the show, take our advice and go take up the offer on these gifts. Ask the Most High for a new spirit and a new heart like King Dawood. I assure you, if you go wrong, you'll get right real quick, because you cannot stay away from Yah. Because, number one, you'll love Yah with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You can't stay away from it. And then, number two, you'll love your brothers and sisters like you love yourself, which you all be doing. Because it's virtually impossible to love your brothers and sisters unless you learn to love yourself. And you'll learn to love yourself, so you can love what virtually looks like you. Because it would be virtually impossible to hate yourself and hate what virtually looks like you. And that new spirit. You'll be humble. You'll be contrite. You'll be self-controlled, self-contained. You won't be presumptuous. You won't be self-righteous. And you will heed the counsels of your brothers and sisters who try to correct you when you're wrong. Now, you don't tell me nothing. You come grown. I'm a woman. No, that ain't the right attitude. Okay?
Oh, my God.
That's not the right attitude, okay? You can't tell me nothing. I'm a man. I'm a woman. Can't nobody. That's why you ain't got nothing. That's why you will never have nothing. Ain't nobody tell you nothing. You know, shoot, I know you're laughing, but that being said, that is the definition of insanity.
Yeah. The way you're
saying
it, like,
male and female alike,
yeah,
and expecting different results. We need to get up. We need to get off that ego run amok trip. And we ain't got nothing. We ain't going to never have nothing. Not with those attitudes. And be humble. And have a humble spirit, contrite to the Most High. And being receptive to one another. Like your kind. Your kind going to treat you right. Ain't nobody going to treat you right but your kind. It's true. Well, y'all, Cotrell, Sushi Hootie, you got anything to say to the students before we get out of here?
You got something today. Just listening. With our corny singing, I hope it doesn't offend you. It's kind of fun. But anyway, I hope the Most High, if you really desire to seek him with all your might, with all your power, that his power is everlasting and that he's continues in your walk, not only what you say, but your actions. Hallelujah and good night.
Hallelujah, sister, and good night. Cotrell?
Yes, sir. Beyond these blog talk, real talk for real people shows that we do on a nightly basis from Monday to Friday, there's real action taking place, nation building. So we ask our people, get involved, put your hands on wherever you at, gather your people, refer them to our website, the nation building website, yahwillgather.us. Amen. I'll say that one more time. YahWillGather.us. Go to the site, examine it, get in where you fit in, and participate in the liberation for the exiles that are still in exile.
Thank you, Cartrell. And I'm going to still say that when the Most High brings us back, and I'm blessed to be in that number, it's going to be surreal and happy. I'm still going to sing. I don't care what Cartrell said. I love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. Well, you're moving, well, you're moving away. when you're moving, when you're moving. Oh, oh.